T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, a lot of guys out of the game last night. Once again, you kind of check early and I go, no, not again. No Jaylen Brown, no Jimmy Butler. Al Horford had the night off, played a lot of minutes the night before. Marcus Smart has been out for a while and ended up being a really entertaining game. He come back in the fourth quarter and able to, after being down 8 at the half, and Bam was just tremendous, just unbelievable. 30-15 on the night, but boy, hit all the big shots late in the game. Ended up with 9 points and 8 rebounds in the fourth quarter. 15-0 run is the difference in the fourth. They outscore the Celtics 23-13, and so it was pretty good stuff last night. Fun to watch and real exciting game as well with everything. So. And, of course, there was some other stuff. I thought TNT took a little early jab when they found out certain guys weren't playing. They already started talking about the L.A. game last night. The Lakers and Clippers played in their second game last night on the West Coast. And so with that going on, and then they come right to the game before it starts, and the little kid has a sign. 4,000 miles. I came 4,000 miles to watch Jimmy Butler. And they caught the moment. The camera must have been on him the whole time because they have it. And you can see the, I don't know if it's a mother or father, saying, hey, little Johnny, Jimmy's not playing tonight. He's out. But we did find out Tim Donovan and the Heat did get that little guy a signed autographed basketball from the team last night.
Well, everyone got one, right?
No,
every kid in the building that paid for a ticket.
Well,
got
that kid
one.
Had a huge sign.
That kid? Okay,
he had the big sign. I mean, it was big. Got a little help from the family on that one.
I just figured Jimmy had a lot of time to sign last night, so maybe he took care of all the
Listen,
kids that
man,
went to the game.
Got a bad back.
What about Jaylen Brown? He had time
can't
to
play.
Sign for
Jaylen
people.
Brown probably banged up from the night before in their loss to Orlando. I don't know, man.
That's you're gonna go with?
Well, banged up back.
He had a right adductor. I don't even know what an adductor is. He had a right adductor injury management is why he didn't play last night.
All right.
You know what an adductor is?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah. They probably made that thing up.
I was thinking it was
all we know.
A little bit of a pull over there by the hip or something.
Maybe they made it up. They go, hey, no one will question this because it sounds like, you know, kind of like medically. Like no one will question this.
I don't know, dude, but we got to get you something new to bitch about besides these guys not playing. It's not going away. And I don't want in every good game, and last night he get the 98-95 win. Let's talk about the guy. Let's talk about Haywood Highsmith, who has spent more time with the Blue Coats in the G League. And last night –
You didn't pay for a ticket, though.
No, I didn't.
So you love to talk about Haywood Highsmith. That's great.
15-10 off the bench last night. And, boy, his story is – boy, you talk about a guy spent some time in the G League with the Blue Coats out of Delaware – to finally get this chance. Hell, he's had to go overseas and play and everything else. But
he doesn't want to go back to the
Nobody wants to go back to that G League. Not when you get used to playing in the NBA and those nice hotels and that nice little private plane and that damn good food. No, you don't want to go to the G League after living like that, man. There is no question about it. By the way, you heard the other news. Vic Fangio. Looks like he's ready to get back into business as a defensive coordinator, and I'm guessing he's going to meet with, like, I mean, he can go anywhere he wants, pretty much, short of all the really good football teams. and get a job. I mean, there's nothing hotter, right? Nothing hotter right now in the coordinators, offensive or defensive, than Vic Fangio, who was with Denver as a head coach, and you know that didn't go well. Nothing's gone well with Denver and the head coaches here recently. But so Vic Fangio meeting with the Miami Dolphins, and we know one thing: he's a damn good defensive coordinator with some great schemes, and hopefully he doesn't leave today. Maybe he comes in and goes, you know what? I've seen enough. I just wanted to be around the head coach a little bit, see what he's like, see how much control I'm going to have with the defense, how much say-so going forward with free agents and the draft. If I really like somebody, where do I fit in the big picture? Because I'm damn good at what I do, but you already knew that, or I wouldn't be here. I will say one nice thing about Mike McGann. Well, there's a lot of nice things to say about him, but one thing I like, he is not intimidated by former players, no matter how good they were, or guys that are really good coaches. If you can help, he will add you to the staff and let you do things. He's really good about that. Not all our coaches have been, you know, down with that. And like, yeah, this guy's really good in the NFL. I don't know. Like, we've had coaches that didn't really like having NFL guys around because they teach something and a Hall of Fame NFL guy or really good NFL guy goes, that didn't work, coach. I know that. I tried to do that. It doesn't work. This is the way you need to do it. And so coaches, you know, aren't real big on that. Some. But Mike's not one of those guys, man. He's got no problem with NFL guys or guys with loaded resumes. Hey, he's got a coordinator and a quarterback coach. Loaded resumes. And he's got no problem with those guys helping him every week, not calling the plays, he's going to call them, but having everybody involved. So we'll find out what happens with that and, again, where Vic Fangio ends up going. And then you always wonder, you know, you like South Florida, you have connections here and all those things, because sometimes a little bit of this does come down to, honey, how do you feel late in life about South Florida? Are you all right with it? We got a little bit of everything, right? You want to live in the city, you can live in the city. If you want to live on the water, you can do that. Or maybe you want a big piece of property, we can do that and make a real private for you, and you can move west. And so we got a lot of different things. You like the fish, the Keys aren't too far. You can go out in the evening. Of course, they don't get any time off, so I don't know why I said that with coaches. Those guys constantly working. Hey, We just had a crazy night of all kinds of stuff. The Baseball Hall of Fame, Scott Rolen, kind of a weird one. Scott Rolen, who had a really good career, obviously, because he got in the Hall of Fame, the only guy to get in. And then the Veterans Special Committee, after the 10 years is up. Fred McGriff also got in last night as well. So Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff will represent this class. And, yes, if Gary Sheffield not getting in, considered to be dirty. A-Rod, couple times dirty. Manny Ramirez lives down here, dirty. You just go on. Bonds, Schilling, up for the Veterans Special Committee. They didn't get in, and they were waiting, hoping that the former players and the MLB executives would be a little nicer to them than that group that makes up the first 10 years of the Hall of Fame, and they didn't get in again. So, and look, I'm not going to beat this baseball thing up today. I'm not.
Thank God.
Scott Rolen, 281 lifetime batting average, a little more than 2,000 hits and 316 home runs, and I know he's a great defensive player. I know that. He's really good. But you've got a bunch of guys. You know who they are, the Dirty Bunch. It's like a movie, the Dirty Bunch. There's seven or eight of them, and honestly, I don't know if any of them get in. Because Sheffield, people consider Gary to be dirty. He was somehow affiliated with A-Rod with Bonds a little bit, and I think that relationship was kind of torn apart a little bit. And A-Rod's living down here, and he gets 35% of the votes. Manny Ramirez, one of the great pure hitters we've ever had. And none of them get in. And by the way, all their numbers from the 500 home runs, the 300 batting average, 3,000 hits, close to 3,000 hits. None of those guys. And they may never get in. Roger Clemens, just going by their work on the field, all those guys would be first-timers. First time, oh, don't even say it. You're in. Anybody doesn't vote for you, we're going to get them off the committee. So I don't know what they're going to do in the future. Everybody keeps telling me as more younger voters come in, they're going to go, this is crazy. These guys are Hall of Famers or they're not. I only care about their numbers. I don't care about steroids and stuff they were taking back then. I don't know. I keep hearing that, and the numbers keep screaming the same outcome. No. No, no, and no. We got other stuff going on here, by the way.
You over the whole baseball thing for a little bit at least?
Yeah.
Do they do like a thing like the other, you know, the other sports where they like people go and they watch these inductions, like they make it like a whole weekend with baseball?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm sure a lot of fans are going to want to fly up there to see one guy.
Well, all
it's
the
just such a dopey sport. Like I don't know how you can't find any other people to throw in your Hall of Fame class. Like
so.
One
so the
guy.
other cool thing is that all the other Hall of Famers still alive, all go up there.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that is cool. Very cool.
What, you don't even like it? You shouldn't even say anything.
No, it's just embarrassing.
You don't
it's
like
embarrassing
anything
to have a one man Hall
of Fame.
Wouldn't
matter.
Class.
It wouldn't matter. You don't like baseball.
What kind of sport that has 30 people on each team? I mean, like, I don't understand that. How you could have one guy, one. Yeah, that's real good for the sport. That'll make for a great TV program or whatever they do.
They got
with it.
A lot of guys with borderline numbers, to be honest. A lot of borderline numbers.
By the way, this guy
numbers.
Barely made it in. What were they going to do, have nobody?
Yeah, he only got in by like 5 votes.
So if he doesn't get in, do they just skip it this year? No.
Fred McGriff would be, the crime dog would be by himself,
that's,
man.
That sport just doesn't get it, man. They have a very tough time.
All right.
The Basketball Hall of Fame class is loaded.
Yeah,
they
but
they figured it out.
So go ahead, give me
why,
some of those names.
Took steroids?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you got Dwayne Wade going in. You got Dirk in this class.
Okay,
you got
two
Parker,
of the greats.
Jim Larrañaga,
three.
Hopefully.
Yeah, they're all really good. They're slam dunk. Slam dunk.
I like the basketball term there. Nicely done. They are slam dunks.
All right, so anyway, we have all that stuff. You're going to be a downer on everything today. Are you serious?
No, if you bring up baseball, I mean, everyone wants to talk about paying this guy whatever he wants to be the Dolphins DC, and you're talking about, you know, some baseball player no one's ever heard of who
all
got
right,
76% of the votes.
It's okay.
A bunch of crusty old writers.
If it's okay, it is a sports topic, and if I mention it and you send in nobody cares about baseball, Joe, I appreciate that, and Woody's going to have a party for all you guys that say nobody cares about baseball, so you guys can all feel that way. Tell you what, nobody cares about Josh Gattis. What in the hell is going to happen to the Canes offensive coordinator? Outside of Tua Tagovailoa, I get asked, and maybe Mike McDaniel, I get asked third, and it's not even close. I get asked in parking lots coming out of Dolphin games about Josh Gattis. You know, Joe, I'm a Canes fan too. You know, yeah, I know. I could tell you got all the Canes stuff on. Yeah, he's got to go. Tell me Mario's getting rid of him. I don't know. I would guess everybody wants to see what's going to happen after the second national signing day, which most of the work's already been done. There's still a few guys out there. The other problem I think Mario realizes that he potentially has on this whole thing, a lot of the great wide receivers coming out or transfer portal all want to go to schools where they've seen proven success from the positions they play. And last year, there were no numbers. And pretty good quarterback, too. So, and by the way, the quarterback's probably feels the same way. Like, I need to know we're going to be able to throw the football, and we need to get some guys here that want to come here. And those guys aren't going to go until they see success from others at their position before they show up. this team desperately needs a guy to come here and be a first-round pick or a second-round pick. That would take care of all of it. Listen, I don't have a problem with all these guys going to Alabama. I get it. They're all first-round picks. What are you going to tell them? No. Two go every year. And sometimes a guy slides to the second round because he was injured. And so the schools that have great success, guys want to go to those schools. If it's your position and you're seeing guys go in the first round and the same guy's coaching them, you want to be part of that. You want to be part of that. So Mario's aware of all this stuff, and I am really curious to see what's going to happen with offensive coordinator Josh Gattis, just like you are. Where does he fit in for next year?
You don't think he was a bad hire to begin with, right? Because we're getting a lot of people that are ripping him for the hire. I mean, you probably couldn't have gone and picked a better guy, right? I mean, won the award for best coordinator.
Yeah, they had a great year. Michigan's had a couple of really good seasons.
I don't know how you could fault him for the hire, but I guess at this point it does look like they are ready to move on, right?
Yes.
You can't be changing coordinators every year, though.
What do you got?
That's
stop.
The other thing. You need to have a little bit of consistency.
You got to stop with that. I say this to you once a week, and
If they leave for another job because they do a great job, that's one thing.
Okay. Well, you didn't say that.
You can't just fire coordinators every single year. You got to have a little bit of consistency.
That was bad. That was hard to watch. That offense.
Oh yes, it was.
Okay, so we all agree on that.
And a lot of the guys are going and playing for the old guy who used to call plays down here.
They believed in him, and they said, man, I want to go play in your system.
SMU scoring a lot of points for Ed Lashley.
We'll see how that goes for him. I have nothing bad to say about that coach. You want to talk about a guy who did a nice job, and that thing was fun to watch. Nobody would disagree. We're running super late here. God, I looked up and –
Lynn just called. He's very upset with
you. Doesn't matter. Lynn doesn't get up for another 6 hours. You don't have to worry about it. Our boss will be up at like 12 going, huh? We have lunch yet? Hey, how about a coffee? Hell, the coffee place is even shut down before he gets. All right, listen, we do have a lot more besides taking shots at people. Like Valentine's Day is coming up. You got an anniversary and birthday. And Beverly's Jewelers going, man, if you don't have any place to go, I'd love to see you. Jeff and his family say, come on down and see us. At Beverly's Jewelers, like Joe Rose, who's been going there for more than 30 years. Listen, I bought everything there. Anything you see on my wife, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and diamond engagement ring to the – she's got it all there. The upgrade, she's done it all, man. Leader and certified in earth mined and lab-grown diamonds, huge selection, unbeatable prices at Beverly's. It's not just me. It's a lot of people. And if you don't have a jeweler that you trust or you know, boy, you're going to like mine a lot. Beverly's Jewelers, low price guarantee. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere. They have something for everybody's price range. They really do. Certified lab-grown diamond stud earrings and lab-grown tennis bracelets. If you don't know the difference of lab-grown and earth mine, no problem. We've got GIA graduate gemologists, folks that know a thing or two about diamonds to help you get exactly what you want, including the perfect diamond engagement ring. So what are you waiting for? World-class custom design studio, no interest financing, free gift wrapping, 50 to 70% off select merchandise. Beverly's really does make it easy. Friendly staff. I mean, it's just a great group over there. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida does get engaged because they just have so much to choose from for settings and diamonds, so you get something that is just going to blow her away. 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. I wouldn't go anywhere else. I don't want you to go anywhere else but Beverly's. Visit bevjewelers.com today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Last night, Celtics, who having a great season, end up losing. It's the first time the Celtics were 30-0 going into last night's game when they had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. When they're up 10, it was over. They were shutting it. And last night, the Heat come back, hold the Celtics to 13 points in the fourth quarter. And Bam was just unbelievable with 9 of his 30 points in the fourth quarter and 8 of his 15 rebounds. Just unbelievable in the paint last night. So they get the win. That was a good one because the Heat now are 27-22 in the sixth spot and climbing. And I don't know who's playing from night to night. I'm done. I promise I'm never going to talk about their starting five. We'll play one of their few games together tonight. I'm not saying it anymore. I'm not saying a Friday night with Orlando in town. I'm done. I'm done doing it. Because every time I do it, somebody's out. It's a last-second scratch. But good overall win last night. And Bam, remember last year, people got on Bam pretty good. And I know it's not playoffs yet. I get it. Well, boy, there's no question. Bam's never going to go to Ira Winderman. Hey, Ira, you know they don't call any plays for me. You know that, right? I'm just kind of down here, and I just get the scraps when they're around, you know, get an offensive rebound and dunk it, or occasional alley-oop, give and go. No, Bam is looking to score, man. And I don't know if it was from last year and the criticism, but, boy, they're no disappearing act last night. He took over with no Jimmy, and a couple other guys actually had off nights. Tyler Hero didn't have a great night, and Bam said, no problem, I'm taking this game over. So there's a guy that got paid and has gotten better and better and works hard on his game. And I think you saw it last night with his moves. His shot is just deadly in the paint. Just 10-foot, 12-footers, just knocks him down, man. So good stuff there last night for the Heat to get the win. Hey, and I'm bouncing around a little bit here. Woody, you told me about the ratings route yesterday for the NFL football games. Good God, man. The Cowboys and 49ers was a one-score game. Averaged 45.7 million for 3+ hours. 45-plus million watch that game. Then there was a drop-off. The Bills in Cincinnati averaged 39.3 million. The Chiefs and the Jags, 34.3 million. And then the Eagles blew out the Giants and just destroyed that game. So it did a 28.6 in a blowout. But even Eagle and Giant fans turned it off in the second half. Said, I've seen enough. I want to see a competitive game. I don't know if you want to see a competitive game. I like to see when we beat somebody by 3 or 4 touchdowns. Always nice to see. I'll tell you what, it'd be real nice to see Vic Fangio go, hey, I've seen and heard enough. I'm here. This is where I want to be. Always love South Florida. This is where I want to be. Now, he's got a lot of opportunities probably to coach different places. But listen, he also knows he's really good. He might not be the right fit for everybody. He'd be a right fit for us. He'd be a damn good fit for us. He'd get instant respect from those players. And I think he can get more out of our core 6 or 7 guys that we're building this thing around with a couple of guys coming back from injury. And also, I just think if you allow him to make decisions on what he's looking for in free agency, and if you tell him, hey, we like this guy, do you like him as a young corner or a young linebacker, and he's able to have some say-so, I think it could be big. Could be big. The money's not even an issue, folks. Don't bring up money on the text machine. Money is never an issue with Stephen Ross. You may not like who he hires. I've had some, you know, questions of my own through the years. But one thing you can't question, that dude spends money. He keeps spending. So if Vic Fangio says, I need to be the highest paid defensive coordinator, I've earned that, he won't have to say it twice. It'll be right there. Sign it. Here it is. This is what the highest paid guy makes. Which, by the way, your agent already knows that. So we've got that taken care of. We got to go to break. We got to catch up because too much coffee and too much going on here today, man. So we've got Hollywood's headline, Jeff Darlington all over. The quarterback story of Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady's going to join us this morning. Eric Reed's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him about the Miami Heat going forward and everything else. So we'll have all that for you. So stay with us. We're going to get all caught up. We'll be right back.
And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, we talk a lot about recruiting on this show.
Yes,
and
we do.
We don't really get into college basketball recruiting all that much. But how about this Bronny James situation here? And that's already come out that he's, they call him a pain in the ass. I say difficult to recruit, which seems obvious, right, that he would be a little bit on the tough side here. Coach,
he's got a little different, yeah.
From an ACC coach, I tried to get involved, but you had to jump through 1,000 hoops just to get to the mom. You're not allowed to talk to the kid. You have to schedule time on Tuesday or Thursday with the publicist just to talk to the mom. So we got that. I mean, look.
So you want LeBron James' kid, huh? Well, here's the situation.
I sent you a thing yesterday. You see what he's worth at NIL?
I did.
$7.5 million or something, which is probably low. I mean, he's going to be.
I guess
he gets whatever Nike deal he wants. But
so I'm really curious to see how good he and honestly his brother, how good they're both going to be, because their dad obviously is one of the greats to ever play. I am really, really curious to see.
Well, Bronny's good. Like, he can
play. Bronny's going to have – well, we got to see it.
Yeah, but, he is good, though. He's a McDonald's All-American. He was named to that team. He's, like, the second recruit in the class here. Says, allegedly, is the top three of Ohio State, Oregon, and USC.
We know his dad's a big Ohio State fan, okay? We know he lives in Los Angeles. I don't know. I'd go over UCLA over USC, but – I'm curious to see what happens with it, but you're right. That's going to be a high-maintenance recruiting job there.
Yeah, that should be interesting to see how that plays out. All right, let's jump out of sports for a second here. Have you seen these YouTube prankers that we have? Have you ever seen these videos where they screw with people in public and then afterwards, like, I'm just joking? Like,
I saw the grocery store one where guys were cutting cheese and the women were all getting upset, and they thought it was funny. Going all over.
So these videos are all over the place. So one guy thought it would be funny to pretend to steal people's luggage at an airport, right? Like, they're walking, he comes up and takes their bag. Ha, 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 like, I stole your bag. It's like, first of all, people are, you know, you're in the airport, you're walking around with your luggage, you're probably not, like, in the frame of mind to be
probably not a great
with.
Place to be messing around these days.
No.
Yeah.
So we had a situation in the airport here where this guy comes and he tries to grab the luggage. And there's just a video of the guy grabbing him by the hair, and they're screaming. The cops come. Everyone gets thrown down. It turns into, like, a whole thing. Moral of the story is this YouTube pranking thing, like, I know this is, like, a newer thing here. This has got to stop, man. Like, you got to leave people alone in public. You shouldn't be videotaping people in public. That's another problem for another day, by the way. Everyone taking pictures of people, posting them online.
Correct.
There's, like, no privacy anymore, but we got to stop pranking people in public, man, because, again, like, you're going to prank the wrong guy. Like, this guy was pissed.
So everybody's trying to get millions and millions of followers, right?
Yes.
Follow me, bro.
All right. Have you seen this, Joe? The new Oreo cookie flavor that's about to be released here.
So, Woody, I wish you didn't bring up the Oreo cookie. The other night, we had a big tub of them, and I thought I'd have one or two.
Yeah, well, you can't.
I threw down 12.
12? Wow.
12 of them.
Okay.
God, they're good. That's got to be the Oreo cookie with the extra cream in the middle. That's got to be one of the greats of all time.
The double stuffed?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm not a big fan of the extra cream ones, but I can see why you like those. Anyway, this one is similar. It's called the Most Oreo Oreo, and it's a cookie that has, you know, it has the two little, the top, like, you know, the top cookies, right?
Yeah.
Sandwiches. And on the inside, it's got cream with more little Oreos in it. So it's like a cookies and cream inside the cream.
Sounds pretty good.
So that's the new Oreo, and apparently you can actually pre-order these things online if you're that much of a psycho and you need them like right when they come out. You can pre-order them.
I got to tell
you. Otherwise, you're gonna have to wait till the end of January at a suggested retail price of $4.99.
Woody, you can open those and leave them. They're good like a month later. They just,
Oreos?
Yeah. Good.
Well, I would assume they use a lot of preservatives in there. Yeah. To keep them fresh for you.
Yeah, they're good.
All right, this one was on TMZ. I debated whether to do this or not. Obviously, we have decided to go with it here.
Well, I'm a TMZ guy. I'm glad you are.
The headline reads, hunting accident, dog shoots and kills owner. This was a strange one here, man. Like, usually you don't see the dog shooting the owner.
No.
I'm not laughing because the guy died.
Were you trying to be straight-faced and say that?
I was trying to be straight-faced. But it said a man was shot and killed in a hunting accident where his dog reportedly pulled the trigger.
I have no idea how that could happen.
What did he maybe gave him the gun to chew on or something while they were driving, or you know, like, that's a strange way to go.
Yeah,
out.
That's,
let's put it that way. That's a strange way.
I got quiet on you, Woody, because
well, it's like how did they die? Oh, the dog shot him.
I've had rifles and shotguns and. I don't know how that would happen. And dogs around, bird dogs always around, and hunting dogs always around growing up. And I never saw my uncle get shot in the ass or something. Like, damn, I forgot to put the safety on the gun.
Stuck his paw in there and pulled the trigger.
That's a crazy story.
Be
Woody.
Safe out there, everyone.
Yeah, be safe.
Speaking of being safe, this was another very strange one that came across our desk here, Joe. People are trying to bypass the high price of eggs by cutting out the middleman and just buying their own chickens. You don't shop, so you wouldn't know this, but eggs have become very expensive. Now, a lot of people have different theories. Some people just like to, you know, blame the government or whatever, because that's, you know, kind of
Woody, I got to tell
easy
you,
way out. But
so where I live,
yes,
a lot of people have their own chickens and raise their own eggs.
That may be so.
That Davy thing out there, there's a lot of people.
Well, let me get to that for a second here, Joe. So raising your own chickens could be very dangerous here. Backyard poultry can have salmonella and other stuff. So bacteria-wise, they could
Jeez.
Be. Well, they're animals, you know. And since the CDC cautions parents to keep their children under the age of 5 from touching them. All this stuff, I don't know. But they're trying to bypass the middleman here and get their own eggs.
Let me ask you, do you eat a lot of eggs?
I don't eat a ton of eggs. I'm not a big breakfast guy, but we do keep them in the house. But they have gotten expensive. They are expensive.
So I had for lunch yesterday scrambled eggs.
Okay.
And for dinner in my salad, I had hard-boiled eggs. Cut up a little bit.
Well, it's high in cholesterol, but that's, you know, it's okay.
Thanks, Woody.
I know you're trying to be a vegan now, so we'll
I'm just
we'll
a real health
it,
nut. Yeah, you could tell.
A lot
I'm
of a chickens, by the way. Did you know this? Like, I was reading about why the prices are so high. A lot of chickens died from the avian flu, I think it was. There was, like, a chicken flu that was going around.
I didn't know that.
So less chickens equals less eggs, supply, demand.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. If eggs disappear, I'm okay.
Really? I disagree with you on that because they use eggs. You ever eat a cake or any of that kind of stuff?
Of course.
Yeah, they use eggs for that.
Oh, all right. Maybe I'm wrong. Man, I love birthday cake. Are you
yeah,
kidding
well,
me?
Yeah, you use eggs in baking. Not that you would know that.
The Publix birthday cake?
There's eggs in a lot of stuff, man.
Wow.
It's like an essential item, you know?
Okay.
Like, if eggs go away,
I made
all
a few,
chickens are going to go away.
I made a few cakes. You're right. I forgot about that. I can make a cake. I can make a cake from scratch.
Okay. And how'd you think of the headlines? That a little weird? Some of those stories.
You're all over the place today, but that's okay.
Was a little
I don't know how to. I don't have to respond to that. It wasn't down here, right?
No, it wasn't down here. There's not a lot of people not hunting down here, right? Unless you're out for
this is a big hunting area.
Iguanas or alligators.
No. Listen, I was blown away. There's a lot of people that hunt down here, hunt ducks and quail and stuff out in the Everglades.
What's the difference between a duck and a quail? Do you know?
I can't explain it.
You used to hunt for duck, right?
Everything.
What's the sound that
you
make to get them to come?
Quail, pheasant.
Can you do the sound really
geese,
quick?
Geese, ducks.
What's the difference, geese and ducks?
Wild turkey. We got a ton of wild turkeys up where I'm from. Tons of them. They're everywhere. Like, run around in families of like 20. My buddy was showing me his new house when I went home, and he goes, look at this, man, wild turkey. I go, good God, man. He goes, oh, they're all over the place. So, anyway, we got 8 o'clock hour coming. I don't know why I went back to Marysville, California. There's no reason for that. Jeff Darlington, man. Jeff Darlington can help us with the Fangio thing. He's got some stuff out on Vic Fangio, who's meeting with the Miami Dolphins, a former defensive coordinator and, of course, head coach with the Denver Broncos. And we'll also get caught up with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Can't get enough Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Hey, right now, can't get enough of Air Around the Clock air conditioning and plumbing, because if you have problems, whether it's air conditioning or plumbing, Air Around the Clock's ready to take really, really good care of you. Great service. Started this thing 30-plus years ago. Big Daddy Lenny said it's going to be built on great service with really good people working for me. Trained and certified technicians, more than 100 trucks on the road, 7 days a week. The plumbing part of the company, licensed, experienced plumbers, 7 days a week for all your daily plumbing problems. What you do is you go out and hire the best people. You tell them, we're going to work, but you're going to make money. And then on top of that, any kind of plumbing problems, they got great plumbers, like I said, indoors and out, to take care of any kind of problem. We're water heater kings of South Florida. We got box trucks filled with all size Rheem water heaters for you for same day installation. That's the goal every day and always has been at the company. Same day and financing plans, 855 Plumber. Just go to 855 Plumber, family owned and operated. Eric, Mike, Chippy, all the rest of them. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating. Listen, Air Around the Clock air conditioning and plumbing is about great people and great service for you and getting it all taken care of quickly at Air Around the Clock air conditioning and plumbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.